because 50 Shades of Grey is not real life. So not only will you probably scare your partner away if you do that, but you can actually do some real serious damage. Welcome to the Dom Subliving Podcast, where you'll learn how to break free from the vanilla rut, unlock your true potential as a dominant or submissive, and finally make BDSM a lifestyle. I'm your kinky guide, Alessandra. So today we're diving into a topic that many in our community find challenging, and that's getting your partner more interested and comfortable in the BDSM lifestyle. And this is about making sure that both of you are getting your needs met and enjoying the lifestyle and this journey together. I know that even in my dom sub relationship, there's times when maybe I feel like I'm putting forth more effort than my partner, or my dominant feels like they're putting in more effort than me. And sometimes it is true with different things coming up in our lives, different illnesses or work schedules, that sometimes there's, you know, one partner giving more than the other, and that's okay. But what we're talking about today is when it's a long-term thing and that resentment starts to build, whether that's over days or weeks, months, or even years. Now, if you don't have a partner yet, that's okay. Definitely check out my last podcast episode where we cover all about how to find a kinky partner. But with Valentine's Day around the corner, I know that many of you who are already in a relationship, you may find yourself wishing your partner would take more interest in the lifestyle, whether they're a dom or a sub. Or even if they are into BDSM, you wish that they were into the lifestyle as much as you are. And it can be kind of frustrating watching your partner kind of go through the motions and have no clue really what they're doing, and just feeling really alone in this lifestyle and alone in your desires. So that's why I'm here today. So it's to give you the tools and confidence to help your partner get out of the fence and into the fun. And I'll give you an overview of some of my top tips. But if you're a member of my How to Help Your Partner course, you have access to a whole set of resources and step-by-step lessons that go over how to do these things in detail. So let's start with the super easy way to get your partner to take an interest in BDSM. And it begins with communication. So not just any communication, but really focused and open, brutally honest discussions about your desires, needs, and boundaries. So really, you want to be raw and hold nothing back. Of course, when you are sharing how you feel, you want to come from a place of respect, though, but just being really honest and vulnerable about how you're feeling, not accusing the other person, you know, but still, you know, taking responsibility for how you are feeling and coming at it as from a place of we rather than just you do this, you don't do this. So having it be a team effort. And when it comes to initiating this kink conversation, timing and setting is key. You want to choose a time where you're both relaxed and not stressed out, where you have, you know, a private opportunity to really talk openly and you have enough time. Do it in a relaxed setting, nothing stressful. So try not to do this in the bedroom where, you know, you may be having sex or maybe you're not having sex and that's what the issue is. But it's really important to approach this conversation, again, not with accusations or demands, but really from a place of being curious about how you can both get your needs met and what they're feeling and how you can improve things. And once the conversation is starting to flow, the secret to motivating your partner to want to explore these things further is to really emphasize what's in it for them. What are the mutual benefits? So you want to share how engaging in BDSM can not only enhance your intimacy and your trust, but also your connection that you have as a couple. And really highlight all of the fun aspects and the journey of just self-discovery that you get to embark on this journey together. Now, if you're ready to introduce kink to your partner and they're ready, so start small. So this could be introducing just light, non-intimidating elements of BDSM into your intimacy. So this could be things like simple blindfolding, really light bondage. So nothing extreme that will scare them. So the key is just to make it an enjoyable experience and to build from there based on mutual comfort and interest. Because you may be tempted to, right off the bat, jump into some hardcore things, but remember you need to start slow because 50 Shades of Grey is not real life. So not only will you probably scare your partner away if you do that, but you can actually do some real serious damage. And in BDSM, we need to be safe, sane, and consensual. And the reason is, if you don't practice these things correctly, it can be extremely dangerous, and not just physically and sexually, but also emotionally too. So a DS relationship needs to be based on safety and practiced in a healthy way. And that way it can be extremely fulfilling and bring deep meaning to your relationship. So once your partner does start showing interest, first of all, congratulations. Not a lot of people make it this far, but you really want to show encouragement and have that positive reinforcement. So this can be things like commending them, but also sharing things that you're learning, sharing things like books, workshops, podcasts like this one, and just really celebrating their efforts and their progress that they're making. But I just want to add, whether you're vanilla or you're practicing BDSM, you shouldn't expect perfection from your partner, even if you are in a long-term DS relationship. Because remember, this isn't 50 Shades of Grey. But resentment can build when one person starts to feel like the other isn't fulfilling their role. And when we're talking in terms of DS, this could be the dom feeling like their sub isn't being submissive enough, or the sub feeling like their dom isn't being dominant enough. So what should you do when this happens? Well, as always, the key is to communicate. So you want to express what you're noticing, express what you're wanting, what the issues are that you're seeing, but really listen to the other person's side. Listen to their feelings and really try to, again, be curious and not have judgment. And just really keep the conversation positive and talk about past experiences that went really well, things you really liked, things you both enjoyed, and maybe what you want to see happen next time. Because remember, the goal is to make this journey enjoyable and fulfilling for both of you. It's not one-sided. It's about exploring together and helping you both fulfill your wants and desires within a safe, consensual framework. So I know we just covered the tip of the iceberg, but I really hope this episode helped to give you some ideas to bring your partner closer into the BDSM lifestyle in a way that's comfortable and exciting for both of you. But remember, patience, communication, and mutual respect is key. But if you need help getting your partner motivated in the lifestyle, I am here as your kinky relationship coach, because I've helped hundreds of kinksters to help their partner with my course, 5 Ways to Help Your Partner Be More Dominant, Submissive, or Kinky. And you can check it out at domsubliving.com/helpyourpartner. I created this course because I'm passionate about helping people have satisfying BDSM relationships, and I truly believe that an equal kinky partnership doesn't have to involve resentment or nagging. So if you're interested and you're ready to stop having unmet needs and desires, you can check out that course at domsubliving.com/helpyourpartner. I hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you for joining me and being a part of the Dom Sub Living community. You can check out all of the details and links for this episode in the description and show notes. And be sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. But until next time, keep embracing your power and pleasure through Dom Sub Living. Are you looking for a dating app for kink and fetish alternative lifestyles? Check out our sponsor, KinkD. That's K-I-N-K-D. KinkD is one of the most famous kink, BDSM, and fetish dating apps. They have been featured on HuffPost, Yahoo, Cosmopolitan, and more. KinkD allows you to find and meet local kinksters to fulfill your sexual fantasies. Go to kinkdapp.com to get your free membership. You can also find the app in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. Again, that's kinkdapp.com. Join now and get access to the free bondage, BDSM, kink, and fetish dating community for singles, couples, and swingers. That's kinkdapp.com, spelled K-I-N-K-D.